you might not recall, but is there anything that's stuck in mind from previously as a matter's arising? 3, 2, 1, gone. Okay, you had your chance. Okay. No. Okay, brilliant. Okay, so that's great. And so we're going to go on to the narrative report. Okay, brilliant. On to the first narrative report, which I'll be running through. It is the leadership report, and on to that first slide. So in this church, we have three couples who are the elders of the church. And so we as a group meet every week, sometimes more than once a week, to pray and to consider what happens in our church. We are praying into more leadership in the future. We would love more leaders on eldership, at an eldership level and a wider leaders level. But we are blessed to be leading this amazing family. And so that's who we are. Can you go on to the next slide, please? We also meet periodically with Tumbleweed and Mbuchani leadership team, our sister churches in those two areas, Tumbleweed and Mbuchani. And so Fagile is here representing our isiZulu churches. So thank you to Fagile and Mash, who's also a bit on more separately. But in terms of a leadership, Fagile is here. Where are you, Fagile? Would you mind standing up so everyone can see you? There she is. Can we just, a new church, but amazing work that they're doing. Can we just, we celebrated with them in their new church, but we just want to appreciate them, maybe with a holy hand clap for them, hey? So awesome. So thank you, Fagile. We'll say a few things in a moment or two. So just so you know, every year the elders also go away for two days and two nights. And last year we were at this place called Solitude, where we spent time worshipping, praying, seeking the Lord and any insights he could give us about the church. So this is just a picture of us having gone away to consider the church. And then the wider leaders, we are blessed that every about 6 weeks or so, we have this group of people who've been meeting with us to offer up support. They're also accountability, a level of accountability for us, because we talk about what's happening in the church and they can ask their questions as well about leadership. But we've been so blessed by all of them and feel so loved and supported by them. So we are, like I said, immensely grateful for them. And then just on to further matters of accountability and partnership. We're an NCMR partner church, and so we do relate very closely with the NCMR other churches and leaders, as well as their equip, what they call equips, which is basically leadership training. And so we fairly regularly enter those equips. And then we also have partnerships with many other local churches. So we are not a church, just so that you know, who are bound by denomination. We believe in cross-collaboration with other like-minded churches. And so we spend a lot of time with other leaders. There's a periodic Friday night meeting of elders from across a range of churches who are like-minded. And that's a beautiful time of ministry. And so we've often attended that as well. And then on to administration and facilities, the operational leadership. We have Pam, who does all of our operational leadership at a secretarial administrative level. And so for Pam, we are so, so grateful. This church wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Pam, literally because she started it, and literally because actually without her, we would be nowhere. And so Pam's work is incredible. She says... Yes, just give her a hand. She says flexi time, but I don't know what flexi time means, but I think it means all the time. So Pam goes on holiday and she's still working. It's nice as a boss to have flexi time workers because they're just always working. But Pam, we wanted to give you this bunch of flowers just to say thank you for everything. Let's give her another round of applause. We meet in a 122-year-old building, Management goes into facilitating the building. It's a beautiful space. We love our space, but it takes a lot of extra work just to keep it in good nick. And I think you'd agree what a beautiful church it is. And that goes through a lot of facilities work. And Harvey and Renee, they spearhead that with the help of others. But they're the ones who are doing so much hard work, from waterproofing to painting to you name it. There's always something that has to happen. So can we give Harvey and Ray a round of applause as well? I have one last slide, and then I'm going to ask Fagila to come up. She'll say a few things, and then Daniel's going to be our bookend for leadership. We've asked Daniel to pray for the leadership of the church and the future leadership of the church, and then we're done with our first sphere. So Hilton Preaching Team, amazing group of volunteers who meet before series to discuss scripture, to decide on what we're going to do next and how we're going to do it and who's going to be in the preaching team. And I think you'd agree, I hope you would agree, that in this church you get good Bible teaching from a range of different people who love the Lord and who put Jesus first in their ministry. And so I think it's a great success in our church, our preaching, and what it's been. And so just thank you to all those involved. Could I ask that everyone on the wider leaders gets a time to celebrate, and on the preaching team, if you're not on a wider leader and a preacher, why don't you just stand up as well for us so we can see who those people are, if you're preaching on the preaching team or a wider leader. Okay. Awesome. Okay. And there's some who are missing today, but can we also give them a round of applause? So thank you, guys. So I'm going to pass over to Fagile, and then Dan, if you wouldn't mind coming up and just praying for us. Well, we'll pass you the mic. Is that right? Okay.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's not nice standing here, but I'll stand anyway. Well. I'm here representing the two congregations, Tumbleweed and Bochana congregations, which is an amazing work of God. From the beginning up until now, all we see is God's hand, God doing what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, where he wants to do it. So Tumbleweed and Bochana, we meet as home cells every week. And there is one in Legitin. Because Tumbleweed didn't have a building, we were using a Mickey Mouse crash on every Tuesday to meet, which has been going, it's been great. And God has been helping us a lot. Then we have a combined celebration, Passover, over Easter. That is one thing that we look forward to. Because those 3 days, from Friday to Sunday, it's amazing. We see the unity, we see God's hand, the celebration that we are having is not the same. What we had last year is not the same as what we had this year. So it's like every Easter celebration is different. So it's been amazing. Last year we met in Mbuchane because we didn't have a building this side. So it was amazing. It was great. The attendance is always great, even for the community as well, because it's not just us. It's a reach out for those. We black people, we tend to travel a lot when it comes to Easter. So for those who are not traveling from the community, they join us, so which is a nice thing as well. Then prayer meetings. We're having prayer meetings. Last year we were meeting at the shed because we realized that unless we meet on the site, the building, we need to break the ground. And the only thing we can do was through prayer. There's been a lot of hiccup before the building came up. So we realized, we can't be sitting. We can't be praying at Mickey Mouse. We need to pray on the site. That's when we started in January. We like, shed is going to be erected, and we're going to be praying on the site with the torches and everything because there was no power. We held on to that. We prayed until something happened. We thank God for that. And we're having monthly combined services with the two congregations so that we get together as well. So it's been great as well with getting to know each other as well as support, especially with Mbujana as well. So it's been great. Then in August, after a long fight, trying to get through, going to see the chief, and one died, and then you get another one that you don't even see, you communicate, and you don't get any success. Finally in August, we received the letter for us to go ahead and build. And then we did get the consent from the neighbors, who were very excited. We didn't have any resistance with the community, which we thank God for as well, because we were like, are they going to be consenting to us? And we're like going around, we're like, we're going to tell them, if you don't consent, we're going to make noise in the tent. But if you consent, it's going to be contained in the building. So, but thank God we didn't even have to get there because everyone was excited for us. I think after seeing us struggling all these years for the community, it was a testimony as well. So, okay. That was the last that you see with the house. We kept going. We never stopped. Come rain, come sun, come whatever. We're not going to stop. They can steal the whole thing. It's okay. If they leave us the roof, it's fine. We continue doing it under that. So the iron that is on the floor is when we put the shed down. Because we're preparing for what we're seeing. Groundbreaking for the construction, which was amazing. What we saw there, what we're seeing there on those pictures, it was what the church is all about, unity. It's about the church working together for one goal, for the glory of the Lord. So everyone was hands-on, and we were very excited. So those are the pictures. If you missed it, that is what happened. Then, towards the end of the year, the construction began in the late 2023 in partnership between Crossways Church, Judea Harvest, and Idwala Rock Foundation. My goodness, when God does something, he does it in his time, and when he does it perfect. He does it perfect. What we're praying for, God did it even more. All we were praying for was just a smallanyana structure. But what we saw, when we saw the plans, we were all like, Michael, are you serious? Elders, are you serious? Yes, we were praying. But what we saw when we saw the plans, it was a very emotional thing. When we saw something coming up like that, I promise you, I was on leave during that time. For me to be there and seeing what's going on and see the people passing by and standing and looking at this was like, Lord, all glory to you. So halfway was done by the end of 2023 of the building in Tumbleweed. So that is 2023, good people. Which was a year we will never forget because of what God has done for the church. It was great. We thank God for it. We thank God for the leadership here in Hilton. We thank God for Judea Harvest. We thank God for Idwala. Thank you so much, Michael, Annika. I remember when we said you came. And when the building, something was up, we like, now we're going to be praying in this building. Finish or not finish, we're praying here. Guess who was there one Thursday? Michael and Annika. They were there praying with us. Thank you so much, guys. They did a lot. They showed us how to save. I've learned how to save. You don't serve half-heartedly, but wholeheartedly. That's how they served us. So they did a lot for us with the permission, the plan, the supervision, and liaising with Judea Harvest. They did a lot, guys. Thank you so much. And the funding and the prayer backing. It's been amazing. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen. Indeed, God is with us. I mean, when you listen to the report, it's a powerful testimony that indeed God is in it. And we need to acknowledge him. We need to thank him. And also thank our leaders because of their commitment, because of their dedication, because of their love to do the work of the Lord. And we say thank you to our leaders, to our elders, for the all three congregations that the Lord has given us. So let us just pray and give thanks to our Lord for our leaders. Father, we thank you. You are an awesome God. You are a good God. You are a wonderful God. You are a faithful God. And this far, Lord, you have brought this congregation. Father, we thank you that indeed you are the God that answers prayer. As our sister said in our report, you are always faithful. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us in the last year. And we thank you even for the work that you have done for these three congregations. Thank you, Father, for had it not been for you being with us, had it not been for you providing for us, had it not been for you, Lord, protecting and watching over our lives, over our leaders, we wouldn't be here today. Father, we say thank you, and we retain all the glory and honor to your name. Now, Lord, we commit our leaders at Crosswest Church, at Imbuchani and Tumbleweed. We commit them into your hands, Father, because your hands are powerful. And especially your right hand, it is power, my Lord. Father, Lord, we pray that you continue to guide them. You continue to lead them. You continue to protect them. You continue, Lord, to give them wisdom. Open their eyes, my Lord, to see things that an ordinary eye cannot see. Increase even wisdom in their lives. Increase their grace to continue saving and leading us, because your word declares that leadership comes from you, and you are the God that has called them, my Lord, to lead your people. Father, Lord, fortify their lives, fortify their families, and continue, Lord Almighty, oh yes, to use them in the mighty and powerful way to the glory and honor of your holy name. Father, we thank you for their lives. We thank you even for their families. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that they've endured, they've persevered, but we see your way continue to grow at this congregation. Father, we say thank you. We bless your name. We honor your name. Indeed, your name, Lord, is our strong tower. Indeed, your name, Lord, is powerful in heaven, on earth, and below the earth. At the mention of your name, Father, every knee must bow, and every tongue must confess that indeed, Jesus, you are the Son of God. Father, we thank you for the foundation that you have laid in this congregation, and we pray that you continue to protect this congregation, that no gates of hell, no hand of Satan shall prevail in this congregation. Father, we say thank you once again for our leaders. We thank you, Lord, for this congregation. We thank you, Lord, even for the work that you continue to do in this congregation through your servant, able servants that we have called to lead these three congregations. Father, we thank you. And as we look forward to the new year, as we look forward to the new year, God Almighty, we shall again celebrate the testimonies and of the good work that you are doing in us and through us. It is in your name, Lord, that we give thanks to you this morning. And thank you for your glorious answer to our prayer this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Thanks, Dan. We're going to go on to our next sphere.
And now I'd love to give you a taste or a reminder of some of the ministries that have happened last year. And we give God all the glory and honor for the way he's worked in these different ways. We firstly give God much thanks for adding new worship team members to our live worship group. So we thank each and every one of you for your contribution and your talents and for sharing that with us. We absolutely love our times of live worship, as we will enjoy later this morning. We also are very blessed to have a very able group of teens mostly, who head up our sound and media, not just those two in the photos. If I could ask all the sound and media team members to stand up so we can give you much thanks and give you a round of applause for all the help you've given. Thank you to you all, especially for figuring out all our new sound equipment that we purchased last year. We're very grateful to you. Next slide. And how can we forget all our beautiful children who form such a special part of Crossways? We give thanks to God for every one of their lives and for the way he's working in their hearts. And we are very grateful to the teachers who leave the service and spend time with the children, imparting very special teachings. So can we please ask all the teachers who have served, who have taught Blitz and Sparks last year, just to stand up so we can see who you are, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. On the next slide, we want to thank all the setup teams who come here early on a Sunday to get everything ready and get the coffee going. We thank each and every one of you for your part in doing this. If you have served on a setup team, please could we ask you to stand up so we can see who you are? Don't be shy. Thank each and every one of you. Next slide. We also have a pastoral care team who you may or may not be aware of, who work in the background and do much care and do meals and provide flowers and visits and find out what financial needs there are in the church. So we thank each and every one of you. Your faces are there and you know who you are. Thank you for the time and the prayer that you have put into this very vital part of our ministries. And then our youth groups definitely have the most fun, or had the most fun last year. Our teens, sorry, this is our junior school, grades 4 to 7, met in the McFarlane's home every second Friday. And so we are so grateful to Heath and Doug in his absence for facilitating so much fun and beautiful friendship and ministry time. Thank you. Other slides. All sorts of fun and creative games. And then our young adults meet in the Hartwicks home every second Friday. And they meet with Phil and Lauren and Nick, who facilitate that group. And we're so grateful to God for adding many teens to this group. And we're thankful to the Hartwicks and to Nick for facilitating this group and for shepherding this group so beautifully. Last year they worked through the book of Daniel and then Act, which is a... Now we're done. Yeah. So that was just a taste of some of the ministry areas that took place last year. And I'd like to just ask Pam now to pray for these ministries and offer up a prayer of thanks to God for all he's done in these areas. Thanks, Pam. Thank
Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve. And so, Father, we just want to thank you for every opportunity that any of us have had in this body of believers to serve you and to serve people. And Lord, we know that sometimes out there, there are people who say, where's God when it hurts? And Lord, it could be said, where is the church when it hurts? And so, Lord, we want to be a church that serves you and serves people. We pray that you would bring the needs to our notice, Lord. And we thank you that the ministry does not just happen from leadership. It happens from every single one of us, each one. And so I pray that each morning as we wake up, we would be asking you that question. Who can I minister today to, Lord? Who can I serve today? How can I minister to my husband, my wife, my family, my children, my parents, the wider community, my colleagues at work? We thank you that the ministry does not just happen from this building, but it happens wherever your people are. So we pray, Father, anoint us with the power of your Holy Spirit to bring ministry in your name to where it's needed. In Jesus' name, amen.
As we enter our third sphere of five, so over to Harvey for finance.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to. It's my pleasure to handle the finance of the church. If it wasn't for Pam, this wouldn't take place because Pam does all the hard work, and all I have to do is to check it out. So I'm really grateful for that. Okay, so these are the financials for last year, 2023. And we as a group of elders get together and do the budget at the beginning of the year, and then we monitor it through the year, and then Marlene Conradi, our financial officer, Pam prepares the work for her, and then she does it and presents us with the financials. So we have a very good control on the finances, which is great. Okay, there are the figures. Thanks to Alana for putting these together. Things amounted to 1.3 million, as against 1.2 the previous year. And we've had quite excessive expenses this year, which you'll see later. And so we haven't made a great surplus, but that doesn't matter because we've met all the costs that have come up, and so we're really grateful for that. So thank you for all your contributions, because it's your contributions that make that possible. Okay, there the pie chart. Looking at the expenditure for the year, operating expenditures of 520,000, admin staff costs of 367, and ministry of 397. So you can see that. Our expenses are fairly spread around, and as we go to the next slide, we'll see the breakdown of that. I'm not going to go through it all because it's all clear up there. But if anybody wants to see the financials, I've got a copy here of the financials, and so anybody that wants to have a look at them is welcome after the service to do that. And we'll handle any questions that you might have. Okay. The next slide is our savings, and we've made a concerted effort to provide for finance to cover any shortfall that we have in a month. And so you can see there the buffer fund that we've got of 233,000. That's available if for some reason or other we don't get the finance in, in a particular month, then we've got access to that fund to pay the salaries and any critical things. And the Tumbleweed have got a buffer fund of 136, and we've also got a savings account at Crossways of 221,000. So you know, finances are strong here, and we're really grateful to you for that, because were it not for your contributions, this wouldn't be the case. We also, as a community in Crossways, we collected over $500,000 towards the building fund. And so that was an amazing contribution that you all made to that fund. And as Fegila said, the church is now built. Although it wasn't built in 2023, it is now built, and they worship in there. And we had a wonderful service there when we gathered to open that church. We give God all the glory for his faithfulness. You can see there what we managed to do through Crossways every year. We supported the Tumbleweed building project. As I mentioned, the role of the care group is to find out if there are needs, and then we try and meet those needs. And so if anybody does have a need, please come and chat to us, because you know, we won't necessarily know what the needs are unless you come forward. We support the Ndaba Zitle Creche, Nelly's Creche, which is our phenomenal lady that runs that creche. It amazed me when we delivered food parcels into Sweetwaters during COVID. Nelly came with us, and I don't think we met anybody that didn't know Nelly on that trip, because she taught their kids and over the years, and so it was wonderful. She's a wonderful lady, and we've got it's great that we can support that creche. We support the staff salaries and bonuses, and again, the folk that we do pay in this body, it's marvelous to be able to do that, because again, were it not for you, we wouldn't be able to. And it's great now that we've got Ndumiso on the staff as well, and he's doing a great job in the sound and all the new equipment that we've got here. He's the one who's been involved with it, and he's puts together all these slides and things. So thanks, Ndumiso. It's great. Hope Counseling is the group of folk that they're in our body and HCF. It's a combined support counseling group, and they're doing a great job, and we're able to support Hope Counseling as well. So we're grateful for that. And then the youth groups and missions and outreach; those are the areas that we support. And again, once were it not for your faithfulness, we wouldn't be able to do all that. So we're really grateful to you for each of those things that we're able to do. Okay, that's it, I think. Yeah. All right. So. Can I propose that, are there anybody to support that as a proposer and seconder for that report? Can I ask for somebody? Steve, thank you. And Andrew, thanks. Edgar, can you come up and pray? As I mentioned, if anybody wants to see the financials, we've got copies here, as long as they return to us today, but you're welcome to come and have a look at them. Before you pray, are there any questions, actually? I should have made that option. I'll be very pleased if there aren't any. No, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, Father, it is just such a privilege to be part of a family that gives. Lord, we thank you for this report that has been given. We thank you, Lord, for the finances, because, Lord, without the finances, we wouldn't have been able to do what has been done. So, Father, we want to thank you for the faithful giving of your people. And Father, we pray a special blessing on each and every one that has given to your work, Lord. Lord, you said to that widow that gave that little mite, that little bit of money, she's given more than anybody else. So, Lord, I pray that you would see the hearts of your people here today. Lord, as we give not just because we want to receive from you, Lord, but because we love you. So, Father, I just pray your blessing on each and every one, each and every family that has given and that has contributed, Lord. We pray, Lord, your blessing on the church in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we look forward to the future for even greater blessings as we trust in you, Lord. Amen.
It's my privilege to talk about some of the events that took place last year, and there were so many, and I'm sure they're fresh in our minds because they were such fun, and they were such a blessing. So first up, we used to have last Sunday of the month events. Do you remember them? We kept you on your toes at the end of each month with something new and exciting, one of which was Church and Homes. There we have the Langley's Lounge, lovely group of people meeting together in someone's home. We shared meals, we had tea and scones, we went to Midmar and we picnicked. Our last Sunday of every month was always something very special. So that was an event that we will, or a whole series of events that we will cherish and remember. We also celebrated quite a lot of baptisms. These are just one set of photos from one of the Sundays, and we rejoice with those who took the decision to get baptized. What an amazing step of faith. And we continue as a community of witnesses to be part of your faith journey and to encourage you and spur you on in that. And so baptisms are an event that we want to have on an ongoing basis, and so we rejoice with those who got baptized last year. We had a Sunday brunch spoiled by our young people who cooked up, I've never seen so many eggs and so much oil and so many chefs. They were all chefs in their own right, all organizing everybody else. And there was such a mess afterwards, but our tummies were full and we felt so blessed. And so thank you so much to all the youth who spoiled us on that Sunday when we had a fantastic brunch, a real cook-up and very memorable. So that was really great. And then we enjoyed the most beautiful and memorable Passover meal here in this hall. For those who came, you'll remember we were sitting on the floor height, pillows, beautiful music, and we had very, very deeply insightful portions of scripture that were read and explanations. And so a big thank you to the Hartwigs for spearheading and making that whole thing happen. It really was a highlight of the year. And I think we really more fully appreciate what Passover means and how we can incorporate it year by year in our families. So thank you for making that event very, very special. We had such fun at the Hilton Bowls Club. So Harvey is our bowler in the church, and he got permission for us to use the Hilton Bowls Club after church one Sunday. And we were actually having so much fun that we forgot to take photos. So we only have this photo where we look very serious, and it doesn't look like we're having much fun, but actually we did. I never realized how competitive some people in our church are. And it was quite difficult, and I know one or two had to see physios after that Sunday. Because it's constantly, you know, getting down, and there was a lot of effort required, but it was really great. And then we had a braai, and we celebrated with lunch together. So that event we'll put on the calendar for repeat. Then, Jess and Stephen, you blessed us so much last year with the Resurrection Sunday performance that you put on, the whole gospel story in one play. And I'm sure that our children and teens and the little group of narrators from all different age groups will remember how special that was. The entire gospel story presented in the most beautiful way. So thank you so much for that very memorable event. Hopefully their baby will be part of this going forward when he or she arrives, and we'll be able to have more of these lovely plays. We will never forget also the very special youth service. It was the first for our church where the youth ran the entire service. You'll remember they did the worship. Nathan and Reuben preached. They shared the preaching. We had communion from the youth. They served us. They cleaned up. They set up. They did everything, and it was a very stretching time for them to get a full perspective of what it means to run a church service on a Sunday, and we loved it. And thank you so much to the youth for that. Then we had a ladies' celebration with Audrey Mboyazi and Jackie Mungavin, top-notch speakers, and they're each in their own right. Audrey with her phenomenal voice. She has record labels. She's an international singer, and she blessed us out of our socks. I actually thought the roof was just going to lift off. It was amazing. And then Jackie shared her very deeply personal, heartfelt story of suffering and hope with her daughter when she had been involved in a car accident, and just blessed us to put our hope and trust back in Jesus. And we feasted, and we celebrated, and this is what we made the bunting for that you see today. And so many hands were involved in making the event so special, so thank you to everyone. Special thank you to Renee, who spearheaded that event. Then Sheila Leshma Earth, beautiful friend, hosted several Creative Connects, which are mornings where we come and do art here in the hall. And it's not to create works of art, but to create words of art. So you spend time through a guided series of scripture readings, speaking to God and creating a word of art as you talk to your Father. So that was a very beautiful event that we actually repeated several times. We were so blessed to have Zach Lombard on the NCMI Apostolic Team come and minister with us here in September. He spent time with the elders on the Saturday, which was very special, and then here with all of you on Sunday morning, and just really shared some very beautiful and prophetic thoughts from the Lord, from God's heart for us. So we enjoyed that event immensely. And then we cannot finish talking about 2023 without talking about all the youth camps. These teens seem to want to camp all the time. So in June, July, there was the OneCon conference, and we had a lot of teenagers, I think nearly 30, that stayed at the conference, mostly from the Mbuchane community. They were sponsored by all of you and your generous giving. They were sponsored T-shirts, and then a whole group of young people from our congregation joined them each day, also with their sponsored T-shirts, and they were blessed out their socks. An amazing conference where they heard from the Lord and worshiped together and had workshops and an amazing time of making new friendships too. And then in December, they hadn't had enough of being together, they got together again and went on Scripture Union Camp. That's them there on the mountain top overlooking one of the dams. And again, amazing Bible teaching and incredible friendships being cemented, and lovely ministries being launched amongst them. So we want to praise God for all of those events that happened last year. And can I call on Nick, who's our events entertainer at most things? Nick can juggle and walk a tightrope and everything else. Can you pray for, just thanking God for all the events?
Yeah, Father God, thank you for just the people who want to be together and who want to fellowship, Lord, and celebrate your love that you give us. Father God, thank you for the direction that you give our church, that we can do these things that just bring the community together in terms of building the church itself and reaching out a little bit towards our community that we live in, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity that you always give us to represent you, Lord, in all of the things that we do here. And I pray that we would continue to just meet together in small groups and in big groups, Lord, just constantly looking to you, Father God. Amen.
Yeah, we're on to our final sphere, over to Renee.
It would be nice if we could go to double speed like you can on our ministry. It's also really, really, really important to us. The first part of our outreach is Hope Counseling, and we're fortunate to have two members on the Hope Counseling Board. That's Doug and Heath. And then we had, during last year, we had two counselors from Crossways who took part in that ministry. That was Henry Hendricks and myself. And there are new trainees coming up now this year. And the way that you can be a part of that is to actually just talk about it. If you come across a friend who's is really going through tough times, it's a good opportunity to just say, well, maybe you would benefit from some Christian counseling, and it's not, it's voluntary and it's not charged for. Okay, so we also host the mobile clinic at Mbuchana, and the community receives, you can see the little picture on the side, even it receives food there on that day, so they make soup there often. So there's a lot that goes on that we don't always know about. It's a good thing for you to hear about those. We don't always know about them. The Langleys, who are much loved in this church, the 2.5 Langleys, or 2¾ Langleys, shall we say, they play an important missionary role in our church, and they minister to the Zionist community. They're part of Zema. And it's a real blessing for us to be able to hear more of what they do and to know of their ministry into the Zionist community and to be able to support them. We also look outward to the rest of the world. We support the Dyer family in Southeast Asia, and we're grateful to them for being the hands and feet of Jesus in places far away. Nelly, where are you? Oh, Sadies. So she's one of the most beloved ambassadors of Jesus in our church, I think. Together with Zanel and Lovu, they love and care and pray for the children at Dabazinhle Creche. I will say a personal thanks to Nelly from us. We're grateful for her just ongoing enthusiasm and love for children. You'll watch her come with a different child to church that happens to be spending time with her because they were in need. So she just takes them into her home and then brings them here. And we're grateful to all of you for the support of Yummies for Tummies. There we go. Got it. and if it's something you would think about, we also like those children that Nelly cares for to be well fed. So there's something you can contribute every month. Mine is peanut butter because I like peanut butter. But you can choose whatever is an absolute highlight for the creche as well. The annual Christmas party is an absolute highlight for the creche as well. And always we have generous support from all of you. So thanks for that. And we're not done with outreach yet. Nati's going to come and tell you the rest.
Sanbona. Good morning. Goeiemore. Are you all well? Sweet stuff. Such a pleasure to be here. And thank you so much for everything that you guys are doing for the community of Mbuchana. My name is Nati Mashinini, well known as Mesh. I've been part of Restoration Hope since 2021. Up until this far, we've been working in the community of Mbuchana in partnership with Crossways Church. And I'm just going to share with you what we've been doing in the community. It's such an amazing work, just to glorify Jesus. And I love the community of Sweetwaters. I've been in Sweetwaters for quite some time. We have programs that we do during the week from Tuesday until Friday. So on Tuesday, we have the discipleship class from 4 to 5, where young people come, and we mainly share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. And on Wednesday, there's an area called Mkangala within Sweetwaters. I meet with young boys, about 10 to 12 of them come on that Wednesday, and we share the gospel with them. And then on Thursday, we have a Cool Kids Connect, which is I don't know where does that name come from, Cool Kids. We normally meet every Thursday from 2 to 4 p.m., where we just play games, and after playing games, we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. And it's such an amazing time to be with those young people. About every Thursday, we have about 80 plus kids that are coming. And it's been an amazing time for me. And then on Friday, we have the youth. Young people come, which is the teenagers. I would love them to meet with the teenagers or the youth of this church. Maybe one of the days we can arrange and they can come here and have that with them. Then we also have a holiday club that we do every year when the schools close in June. And where about 100 kids are just coming and they just worship Jesus. And we play a game with them and we share the gospel with them. And in partnership with Crossways Church, it's been an amazing time to be part of this amazing work that we are doing in the community. So this about 35 young people are coming every Tuesday to hear the gospel. We just focus mainly on the Bible study, and if they have any questions regarding the gospel, do deep, they will ask studies with them. And some, I think I have about 4 or 5 of them that have been baptized. And I think it's been an amazing journey to walk or to be part of their lives. And then on Thursday, it's a cool kids that we meet, as I've said, about 80 to 85 kids every Thursday are there. They are committed and they know that they will hear the good news of Jesus. And what has been an amazing for me is that we're walking a step closer to Jesus with them. And they know who Jesus is and they understand where they are going in terms of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And every Friday, we will have young people that are coming also. And what has been an amazing for me, in particular for these young people, it's that some of them have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And they are coming from traditional background and where there's an ancestral worship at their homes. But now, as we are walking with them, they know who Jesus is. And some of them, I don't know how to put it. They would put, it's called ispandla, a praise when they slaughter a goat. But some of them, they would be asking me, Malume, they call me Malume, which means uncle. They say, Malume, is it fine for me to put this thing as I've accepted Jesus Christ? I said, look, it's your parents' home. When you grow up, you would understand. You know where you're standing with Jesus Christ. So God is not angry with me, with you. And one of the teenagers that comes to the youth, he's studying at Wits University in Joburg. He sent me a text, I think it was 2 weeks back, and he was saying, this one particular boy, he thinks that God is angry with me because I don't go to church. I said, no, God is not angry with you. He knows you. As long as we know where we are standing with Jesus, as long as we worship him with all of our hearts, he understands. I think one of the things or one of the confusion these teenagers are having is being away from home, they think that Jesus doesn't love them because we're walking a journey with Jesus Christ. We never get there on time, but Jesus, he's our king. So every Friday, these young people, they hear and understand who Jesus is. And there's a camp that we go to now in June, which is hosted by One Life Church. And what has been an amazing for me in this journey with these young people is that I don't remember very well in 2022 how many we took, but last year we had took about 30 teenagers, and this year we're taking 39. We wanted to take 45 teenagers with Umemneli, Tembile, and Alex. And what has been an amazing is that when we go to this conference, their lives change. Seeing them lifting their hands, worshiping Jesus. I think there's a story of, you know, Thomas the Train. And he likes to say, I think I can. I think I can. These teenagers, that's what has been. They say, I think I can. I think I can. And they are getting there, a step closer to Jesus. Thank you so much to Crossways Church. And it's been an amazing journey. Every year, walking a step closer with these teenagers, saying, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. Thank you so much.
Andrew's just going to close this time with prayer, and then we'll move on.
Lord Jesus, we give you our heartfelt thanks and all the glory for the incredible work that is being done in our church by people who have had a revelation of your kindness, Lord. Lord, you are a kind, kind King and a kind, kind Father. Lord, it is your kindness that has brought all of us to repentance. Lord, my prayer for us is that you would break our hearts for what breaks yours, Lord, and that you would expand our hearts to serve you, to be your hands and feet. There are so many opportunities here, Lord, for us to serve you, and what a privilege it is, Lord God, to be a part of your redemptive work in the lives of people. Of pointing people to you, Jesus. There is no greater calling. And Lord, we are so mindful that that was your word to your disciples, was go and make disciples of all people, teaching them to obey. And it's obedience to your word, Lord, that stirs us to go and love the lost, to counsel, to provide health care, to feed and nurture children in need. Lord, all these amazing works, these are works of your hands, and I just pray that you would expand our hearts, enlarge our hearts, Lord, and expand these ministries, God. In your name I pray.
Amen.